Far East by OMF missionary Leslie Lyle, who had himself never heard Dr. Sung preach, but he interviewed those who had heard. Now, Dr. Sung is portrayed here. He is a wonder of man that God called to be his servant. He went to America and in 6 years as a hardship student who learned English first time. In America, in 6 years, obtained the degrees of Bachelor of Science, Master of Science, and Doctor of Philosophy of Science. Amazing man. And all that in 6 years, record time. Not only that, but he swept all the prizes that there were to be won. This man had an immense part in my life, as I shall shortly show you. Now, this song that I've introduced you to is one of those he brought with him. Zhu Kuai Lai, we'll sing it again if the pianist and the organist will give us this music. Christ Returns. As we know, it is the most urgent message that we need to hear so that God's people may be ready. Are you ready? Let me ask you, are you ready? When was the last time that you heard this message being preached? Together, Christ returns, though we know not the day. Come, or a known day bright, if you're longing to meet him, if you're waiting to greet, then we'll sing hallelujah. Hallelujah, amen. Now, I take this opportunity to give you my testimony, my life story of what changed my life for the Lord Jesus Christ. This is my testimony. It began with the year 1934, a long time ago. Many of you, if not most of you, were not born then. So it is hard to tell you about matters of 1934. We live in a place called Kluang. Now, to help you understand better, here is a map of Johor State. All right. Here is Singapore. Not outlined in Singapore, but it is somewhere here about this size. Then you go across to the north is Johor Bahru, and we live in Senai. But in the year 1933, we moved to Kluang, about 60 miles north. So we were in Kluang when my life was changed in the year 1934. As I said, a long time ago, some of you were not born yet. In the place of Kluang where we were living, came a missionary called Leona Wu, Miss Wu. Some of you may have met her because she survived Dr. Johnson for some years. whereas Dr. Johnson died in the year 1940 or 41. Ms. Wu survived him to probably about 1950 or so. By God's, I would say, appointment, when we were in Kluang, we met Miss Wu. How come she came to Kluang? She became the principal of the kindergarten in the church where we were. And we got to know Miss Wu. Now, this is important because Miss Wu was the interpreter for Dr. John Sung, having met him and heard him preach in China. So she came to us and she spoke to father, mother, and myself, all the children. You all must go to Singapore. There is no one like Dr. John Sung. If you want to know why she said this, I show you the photo again, the picture of why John Sung is different. Look at his face. Have you ever seen a man as him? What's different? Oh, there's nothing different. He's just an ordinary Chinaman. But when he preaches, there is no one like John Sung. When he preaches, or when he preached, people change, repent of their sins, come to the front, come to the altar, and confess their sins, and change their lives. Those with secret wives. One man had three wives, and brought all three. All three were converted, and two gave up being his wives, and went to seminary, became Bible teachers. Amazing man, John Sung. And he was called the flame of God in the Far East. Now, let me tell you my story. Why I'm standing here is because of John Sung. If not for him, I would not be here today. 1935, Miss Wu says, Dr. Toh, not me, my father, and family, you all must go to Singapore. You must hear Dr. John Sung now. It's impossible for me to introduce Dr. John Sung to you because he's died already about 70 years ago. But when he preaches, there is no one like him. Other people can preach, but there is little effect. People listen, say very interesting, very good, very thrilling, or very eloquent, but very little repentance. As for Dr. Johnson, once he preaches, people repent and change their lives and prepare for the Lord Jesus' return again. This is the difference. So in 1935, we all went to Singapore, to the Telok Ayer Methodist Church. You can go to Telok Ayer Street, and it is still there. His meetings were three times a day, 9 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 8 o'clock. If you come late, you don't get a seat. And it's full house. Every meeting is about 1,000 people. In my brother's book, John Sung, my teacher, it is recorded in the first 2 months, Dr. John Sung brought 2,000 people to repentance, in repentance at the front, and recorded down 2,000 in 2 months. And this was repeated all the time. So this was 1935 to 38. His revival meetings. people did not have to be told to come, but everyone rush in, push in, press in to get a seat. If they don't come early, no seat. 1942, John Sung was in China and beginning to be sick from his bone cancer. He died from bone cancer in the year 1944. That is during the Japanese occupation. During that time, we all fell under the Japanese occupation. By 1945, the Japanese had taken over the whole of Southeast Asia. Those of you who have any idea will remember Indonesia, French Indochina, and the whole of Southeast Asia, Malaysia, Singapore, Brunei, and Sarawak, and the Philippines, all were taken over by the Japanese. So we came under the Japanese occupation. In 1960, when the Japanese had gone, I joined with the government service of Kanagawa Hospital, KK Hospital, and joined the university, where I became, by God's grace, the professor in Kanagawa Hospital. Now, dear friends, what is so strange? You say, a professor is the same as anyone else. I say, no, dear friends. You take 10 years to get up there, and once you get there, you don't leave. It is the price and the plum. But God changed my life at that time. I will now tell you part of my testimony is how God called me. If not, I would not be here. The year was 1938. We were there in Batu Pahat. One morning, Dr. John Sung had gone already, finished in Singapore, but he had a meeting in Mua. There is Mua. Here is Batu Pahat. Mother said to me, Xiang Hua, would you like to come with us to Mua? There is Dr. John Sung preaching his last sermon. I said, of course I'd like to come, because I have heard him 4 years running, 1935, 36, 37, 38. And now, for the last time, he was coming to preach a farewell sermon in Mua. I said, I will go. At that meeting, he challenged the people, and about a dozen young people raised their hands. We will want to give our lives to serve the Lord. I said, dear friends, that made the difference in my life, with and without the call. With that call, I said, Lord, I will follow you. I will follow you all my life to serve you. Then you say, what happened? What happened? Did you serve God? Japanese interfered. Because of the Japanese intervention, 4 years studying nothing but Nippongo. Have any of you been studying Nippongo? Oh, we had to study the whole day, morning till night. After 4 years, one atom bomb from America settled the question. One bomb. The Japanese says, enough. Enough is enough. Oh, they said, did not say enough at once. But second bomb, a week later, dropped in Nagasaki. First is Hiroshima, second is Nagasaki, and the Japanese surrendered, collapsed. In the meantime, I had given my life to serve the Lord in Mua. Did I forget the vow? I said, no, dear friends. When you vow, never forget to fulfill your vow. Because you have promised God, and I never forgot my promise. Although the vow was made in 1968, I remembered the vow. And I went to the university and tendered in my resignation. Now this is the key activity and the key move in my life to give my life to serve the Lord. I told the chief of the university, at that time was a, not a relative, but same surname, Do Jin Zai. Now, some of you would have heard the name. Do Jin Zai was the vice chancellor of the university. When I sent in my resignation, he immediately called me. What is matter? What is the matter? Why are you dissatisfied with the university? I said, I am not dissatisfied with the university, but I'm dissatisfied if I don't resign and go and serve God. Ah, is that so? If that is so, you can leave. So he told me to leave. Yes. So I left KK Hospital. KK Hospital is no longer KK Hospital. The old KK Hospital has now become LTA headquarters, Land Transport Authority. Those of you who pass there will see it there. But the new KK Hospital is very different, very modern, very, very expensive, very grand hospital. So I gave it up. My life from 1969 to 2004, to 2014, that is now, has been one of serving the Lord till He come. You say, but you were doing a clinic? I say, yes, dear friends. Even as Paul, every night he was making tents to sell and then support his own ministry by tent making. So I had the clinic, the Toyung Clinic in Tanglin Shopping Center, which some of you know. And so this supported my ministry in the gospel. That is my testimony, dearly, dearly beloved. Why did I tell you all this? Because there was a book that I compiled. It is called Every Home Sings. Now it is called Every Family Worship. Dear friends, why must every family have family worship every day? I asked a friend, a member, I said, what do you think? Do you think we should have family worship? Oh yes, he says, very, very good. I say, how often do you think we should have family worship? Oh, once, maybe 3 days at least. I say, you are right, but not good enough. To have once in 3 days, you go cold after a while. After a while, you don't want to have it. I say, do you eat 1 meal a day? No. All of us eat 3 meals a day. Why not 3 meals a day for the spiritual feeding? Answer is yes. It's not practical and not convenient. But at least I would say 1 meal a day. All right. So now we come to family worship. I have a book which I've given to the organist. It is called Daily Family Worship. We sold out last week 200 copies. This week 200 copies. Those of you who need the book, it has got all the Johnson songs in there. Avail yourselves after this. Get into the book room is all being made available for you at a very bargain price, $1 each. $1 for all the John Sung songs that are in there for family worship. Behold, he comes. Soon we will hear the midnight cry. The Lord Jesus has returned. And you know how many of us have the opportunity of thanking the Lord Jesus for dying for us? Have you? Yes, you say, in my prayer I thank God. Yes, that's good enough. It's not good enough. No, it's not good enough. You want to see him and tell him personally how much you appreciate his dying for you. And this is what I have resolved to do. Now let's turn to tonight's Bible reading. Philippians 3, chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. Please turn to Philippians and then we will read and see what these two verses from the pen of the Apostle Paul say to all of us. Verse 20, for our conversation, you know, the word conversation is an old English word. And if you turn to the Mandarin rendition, the translation is much, much better. It says, Guoming, meaning to say, citizens. All right, you read that, then you say, for our citizenship is in heaven. Ah, do you know you are reminded here? You are not a Singapore citizen only, but because you have received Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are a citizen of heaven, from whence also you look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Why do you look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ? Why? Because he is coming soon. And as we have sung in the song just now, maybe morning, maybe evening, maybe noon, maybe any time. The fact is, he is coming soon. And he has told us in his New Testament and Old Testament altogether over 1,000 times referred to it. Are you ready? I ask you, dear friends, are you ready? Are you immersed in the things of earth and only come to church on Sunday as a formality? Or what is it? Read verse 20. 21. When Jesus comes, he shall change our vile body, our corruptible body, the body that is breaking down from time to time, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able to subdue all things unto himself. The working means according to his power, whereby he can subdue all things to himself. Ah, these two verses are most precious. Read them. I request all of us to read together verse 20 and 21 together, please. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to his all things unto himself. Yes, he is almighty, for he is God. And when he comes, he will correct all deformities, all weaknesses, all illnesses that you may have, and restore you to perfect health again. But in the meantime, look for him and serve him. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, remind thy people the day of Jesus coming is soon, and we must all be ready for that day. For it, according to all the warnings and the announcements in the Word of God, Jesus may come any moment, any day, any time. Help thy people to be ready and to be prepared any time for the Lord Jesus' return. I pray this through Christ our Lord. Amen. We'll sing.